Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to She Said,
Maybe
He
we're
Said.
Just going to sing.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes my brain gets a little foggy, but you know what helps me with that? What helps me with that is...
Working out
at Club Fitness, because that releases all those endorphins and everything.
Serotonins
and brings oxygen to my brain. It makes me think clear.
Melts away the fat.
And you know what? I went 2 days ago to...
No,
it was Friday. Yeah, went yesterday to Club Fitness and did a whole different routine. Instead of using any weights, I did a lot of pull-ups, chin-ups. Anything that was just body weight related, I did not use any weights, and I am so sore today. So that means I had a great workout at Club Fitness. Club Fitness has so many different machines there, and they have so many that I haven't even gotten to half of them yet.
Well, I think what you said kind of brings up a topic, because their whole concept is about every body, meaning every body type, every age.
And
they
as
have
we get
something.
Older, our routine has to
yeah,
change.
Yeah,
we can't
does.
Keep the same routine going.
No. And that's what you talked about, that you
right.
thought you're going to change it up, because some of the things you were doing, you know, you end up, it changes because your body can't handle it. And so you're finding
well,
a new
joints,
routine to work for you. And they have
and your,
that.
Yeah, your joints and your ligaments,
yeah.
they change as you get older.
You're right.
They're not as strong. And
I like the massage chair.
Yes, you do.
It's perfect for my body now.
Kelly gets 3 or 4 coins to use the massage chair. Not just one.
There's a line behind me waiting to get on the chair.
Speaking of massage chairs, they have tanning salons. They have a place for your kids. If you want to go work out and you're trying and you say, you know what, I just don't have the time. I have kids to take care of. I can't go work out when I have my kids. Yes, you can, because Club Fitness has everything for everybody, including a place for your children to go to and hang out while you're working out. They have personal trainers. They have all these new facilities, all these new virtual workout programs. Everything that you need is right there at Club Fitness. You can go to where, Kelly?
Clubfitness.us. Find out more. Get a 3-day pass. Try it out for yourself. You can even watch a movie while you work out. So it's awesome sauce. All right. We want to let everybody know we do have a open house today, 1 to 4. If you're looking for a perfect 3-bedroom home with a lower level finish, 3 full baths, we've got it for you today, 1 to 4 at Charleston Town. There we go. Jeez. 3344 Bentwater Place. Style Realty Team's bringing it to you. You can go to stylerealtyteam.com. If we can help you buy or sell that next home, we'd love to. It really is a passion of ours. It's so much fun. So welcome to the show, Doug Gross, Gordon's new friend. He loves that place. They have got everything that you possibly need. So introduce him there, Gordon.
How you doing, Doug? Good to have you on the show.
I'm sore.
You're sore? What are you sore from?
Listening to you.
Your ears are sore. Oh, wow. Well, Doug Gross, he is the owner of Chesterfield Baseball Cards. Been doing this for how long, Doug?
27 years.
And how did you get started in the baseball card business, sports memorabilia business?
I have 3 sons, and they started collecting baseball cards when everybody else did. And then I got hooked. Going back to my days, I'm going to be 70, so I go back to like the 50s in baseball card collecting.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? It's changed so much, hasn't it? The collecting and the way it's done, it has changed a lot, hasn't it, in recent years?
Absolutely, yep.
What's the best card? Do you still have all your cards right now?
My dad threw them away.
What?
That's a story that everybody says.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what happened to me. So I came home from the Army, and they were gone.
What was your favorite card that you used to have before your dad threw them away?
You know, probably Stan Musial.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, boyhood idol. Now, I wonder how many great baseball cards were used in the spokes of bicycles.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now, when me and you were talking yesterday, we were talking a little bit, and you were telling me it's kind of like when people come into your store, it's kind of like Pawn Stars a little bit. Explain how that is.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm probably one of the older guys in St. Louis, so identify probably, you know, it's something that's, you know, worth a lot of money. And, you know, so what I do is I buy and sell memorabilia from the past, you know, like, you know, scorecards and programs and autographs and tickets and jerseys and, you know, Babe Ruth baseballs, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So,
yeah. Now when, the stuff that you sell, people probably have a ton of stuff that they don't know is worth money and just sitting in their basement. And, what would you suggest for them to do if they had this kind of stuff to come to you?
Well, just, you know, give me a call. The way, things work nowadays with the cell phone, a lot of times, you know, there's not a lot of time wasted. I just have people take pictures of what they think they have that's good, and they send them to me, and then I tell them over the phone, come on in, let's you know, get a better look at it. So
now, Chesterfield baseball cards, some people kind of think, well, it's just baseball cards and sports memorabilia, but there's so much more to Chesterfield baseball cards than that. There's a lot of things that you do to help different fundraisers and charities around the community. And what are some of those things, and how can people get involved with that, with your services?
Well, the way my business has kind of morphed through the years is I've had about 500 athletes sign in the store. I've had, you know, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Woody Herzog, a lot of the current Blues and Cardinals through the years. And what I did was I took the autographs and I put them on things to sell. And you know, in the day, people would come to me and say and buy things for, like, I'm buying this for the CBC golf tournament or the, you know, Priory Gala. And so I began a company, I'm going to say a little under 20 years ago, with a gentleman by the name of Dick Shaper, who's kind of like a local golf legend. He was a pro at Norwood and at I think Glen Echo. He started the Bluffs, and Dick is credited with, like, the charity golf tournament. So we began a business with a concept of providing the sports memorabilia with to people, with, and they don't pay up front, and they use it, and it's called, you know, it's consignment, and if they sell it and make money, they pay us, and if they don't sell it, they give it back to us. I don't know how many years ago, I kind of went on my own, but I still deal with Dick a lot. So that's how I got into this. People would call, you know, like Stan and Man Inc. and the Blues and the Cardinals and stuff, trying to get things. So I provide a service for people to have sports memorabilia.
Yeah,
it's
a really cool process, and you know, and I've seen how it works before. It is super easy to do. People want to do a fundraiser. All they have to do is come into your store, look at some of the items that you have to offer. They put it on consignment. They take it to their auction, and people bid on these things, and it raises money for these fundraisers, and it doesn't cost them a dime. And whatever doesn't get auctioned off, they just bring right back to you. And it's a very simple process and an easy process. And so I suggest that anybody out there that is doing any type of fundraiser, you go see my buddy Doug Gross at Chesterfield Baseball Cards. He will set you up. He will make your fundraiser a lot more profitable by going to him. Now, something else that you do is you have a machine that if they do have a fundraiser and they have special plaques or anything like that that has like a baseball on it or a baseball card or anything of memorabilia, they can also get that fundraiser etched right onto those items, correct?
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, we do, like, you know, plaques for the longest drive and closest to the hole. And, you know, there's all kinds of things in golf. So, I mean, through the years, I've done over 5,000 events. So we do have it down to, it's very easy for people to come in and get stuff.
Well, I know a lot of people use you because you showed me all the people that do come in and use you for fundraising, and it's in the thousands. So make sure you go see my buddy Doug Gross. And if you have Beanie Babies, don't take them to him because they're not worth anything anymore. We had that discussion yesterday about how at one point Beanie Babies was a big part of your business. Am I correct?
Yeah, that when they came out, I got involved at the very beginning, and it was unbelievable how hot that was, you know.
You told me that one woman would spend like $500 on Beanie Babies and told you not to tell her husband.
Absolutely.
I know someone that has a tub of them downstairs.
He knows that. I told him. Mm-hmm. I said,
he was one of those people, too. He has a ton of stuff that's worth nothing down in the basement, by the way.
I was going to take some to his.
He doesn't want them. That's why they're down in the basement in a box, because people thought Beanie Babies were going to make them millions.
Well, here's another thing. If you're and ladies, if you're getting divorced and you know your husband has a lot of stuff, you can take your stuff to Doug and he will price it for you and give you a top dollar for it. And
don't even ask your husband. Just take it.
Just take it. That's right. Hey, Doug, if somebody wants to use your services and use you for auctions or auction items, or just want to bring their memorabilia to see if it's worth anything or call you and bring it to you, how do they contact you?
I'm in the Chesterfield Mall, lower level by Sears. They need to make an appointment because, you know, sometimes I'm not here. I got 8 grandchildren. And
that'll
as soon
keep
as
you busy.
I get off the air with you guys, I'm going to go take I think 3 of them swimming this morning. So my number is 636-532-5595.
That's an easy one. 532, say it again.
5595.
5595. We'll put this up on our She Said, He Said show page. If you have some items that you would like to see if they're worth anything, if you have a big auction, a fundraiser, something coming up and you need product for it, Doug is your guy with Chesterfield Baseball Cards. Thank you so much for spending your morning. Happy Father's Day to you and enjoy your grandkids.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, bye, Doug.
Bye-bye.
All right. So it is that time, our favorite time. That is because it's Saturday. I want to go to the open house very happy. And there's nothing better than having a wild wine life. So Ray has this concept of wild wine life that features outdoors such as hunting, fishing, all kinds of things, but he pairs them with wine. I love your new site. How's it going for you?
It's going well. Thank you very much. We actually filmed our first episode.
Very cool.
Yes. But
wine basically goes with everything with you.
What goes with everything? What's in the glass right now? Rosé or bubbles? You know, it's 90-something degrees and it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. What better way to start the day than a nice glass of rosé? I just have to be careful so I don't start asking what does goonie-goo-goo mean.
Goonie-goo-goo. Anytime anybody says goonie-goo-goo, we know we've had too much.
We have to stop right here and do something.
Go home?
Well, we have to wish Ray a happy Father's Day as well because you have twins on the way?
Twins on the way.
Wow.
We're at week 13. They're due at the end of November, first part of December. So I'm super, super excited. And it's really driving me to work really hard selling wine during the week and working on wild wine life the rest of the time.
When did they let you know, like, that if it's fraternal or, if, you know, how can they tell that right away because of the umbilical cord or how does that work?
We went to the Center of Reproductive robotic surgeon, reproductive medicine.
Okay.
And we did an embryo transfer. Dr. Jacob is unbelievable. I mean, you know,
obviously, you have two on the way.
Yeah, we have two. We transferred two. Both of them took. I mean, the guy has like an 89% success rate.
Wow. At least it's not 3 or 4.
Yeah.
It's like puppies.
I tell everybody, I go, I thank God and modern medicine for our success.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's the due date again?
December 17th, but because of twins, it'll be
a little early.
Yeah.
We have a little more time for Christmas, and then we'll be able to have wine to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Father's Day, and you have some wines for us to celebrate Father's Day.
Why not? I mean, let's start with some rosé.
Okay.
I mean, if Dad's going to be out grilling, barbecuing, or work in the yard, what better way to cool down than with rosé? And rosé goes with everything.
That's true.
This is a little Franco Serra rosé. It's from the Piedmont area. It's Nebbiolo. And it's just clean, dry. You get that nice cherry flavors with this.
That's beautiful. If I had a big hunk of Gouda cheese and some chocolate-covered strawberries, I'd be really smiling a lot bigger.
Well, another nice thing is if you have any of the houses that are listed, imagine a nice bottle of this next to the pool, eating a hamburger.
Oh, I like that even better.
Yeah.
I wonder if I would start giving alcohol to the guests that walk through the house. They might be more apt to write a contract quicker.
We'll take it.
Drink again. Oh, coming back downstairs. Drink again. You are going to love this by the time we get done, right?
But, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's funny. Like, I'll do a tasting and somebody will say, I'm going to a pool party and I'll recommend a rosé. And they're like, no, what do you mean? I don't like rosé. I go, just trust me. And they come back the next week and end up buying six bottles of it.
So let me tell you what I did with your last wine that you brought in. Okay. It was the Sauvignon Blanc. Did I say that correctly?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Thank you. Not Sauvignon. Hey, I want to say Sauvignon.
Well, if you buy it, you can call it whatever
you want. I sound like a real wine connoisseur. Sauvignon-y. So anyway, I did yours, and I took a sparkling raspberry water, mm-hmm. poured that in the cup, cut up sliced strawberries, and it was the most refreshing drink at the pool.
That works.
It was like my own little strawberry spritzer.
That works. I always say, go with what you like.
That's delicious.
Sauv Blanc is just refreshing. It's easy to drink. You don't have all that heavy oak. You know, usually if a winery uses oak, it's not very much on Sauv Blanc. You really want a heavy oaky wine in St. Louis summers.
Well, it was wonderful. So, told you my little story of my little spritzer. What else do we have?
Okay, so the next one is Cab. You know, Cab for Dad. But Dad is unique.
Okay.
Dad is special, but sometimes people don't
yes.
have... Yes,
dads are special. Dad,
and I'm gonna,
something wrong with him? No, he's just special.
I want to be special.
But this is Anime Cabernet.
What? Say it again? Ever? Anime?
Anime.
Oh, I like that name.
Give this a try.
Shoot, I don't have a spittoon. I'm going to say funny things. I'm going to have to taste this. I can't drink it that fast. It's even at breakfast.
Well, I cut my teeth in New Orleans, so.
What? What does that mean? They learned something new?
You can just pour it in there. Oh, you don't want
it. I tasted his. Oh, that's delicious, too.
Yeah.
And this is a cab?
This is a cab.
Cheese and chocolate-covered strawberries again.
Here's the kicker. Ouch. This is right around $19.
Oh, I can afford that.
And it's from Romania.
Really?
By the way, for those of you that are wondering what it is, what wines we have, we will be taking a picture of these wines for you, and we will be putting them on the She Said, He Said Facebook page, so you
yes.
can go there and look at them.
Are
and
you taking way, pictures?
Yes, we will be taking pictures, and that way you can go there and find out what wines we're talking about.
And actually, yeah, even if, Ray, if you want to put a description and take that photo and share it to the She Said, we'll share it too.
Okay.
Then
share
that way we
well.
Make sure that I did just share your site, but make sure that, you know, sometimes we may not know exactly, you know, be a connoisseur as yourself. I can't wait to see what the little pig bottle is.
Oh,
so
well,
cute. I've always wanted a pet pig.
That'll be after the next one.
Okay.
The next one
so
is Zio Baffa Toscana. And it's organic grapes.
Why do they have to make the name so difficult to say? Why can't it be just simple?
We're Americans. We butcher everything. I mean, we do say wash in Missouri. And somehow people put an A at the end of Missouri.
Sorry, I can't. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm weak today. I'm very weak.
Now, here's another fun thing. You don't need a wine opener for this bottle.
That seems sweeter.
And the cork fits perfectly back.
Right back in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And this is your pasta pizza kind of wine.
Pasta pizza.
I love pizza. I love pizza.
And this one, you're going to get the big cherry flavors.
Yeah, I did. That one really kind of popped. It seems sweeter to me.
I would say it's a little bit more fruit forward.
Okay.
You get that fruit up front. You get a little bit of those citrus notes. The nice acidity, like if you're going to do any kind of tomato-based dish, the acidity in a Sangiovese-based wine is really good for neutralizing tomato-based sauces.
The way he's pounding these little shots down you're giving him, I can't wait to see what color he paints my walls today. Come home to psychedelic by the time I get home. he's got a little honeydew on Father's Day weekend.
Well, they are playing with cannabis wine out in California.
So, what? Oh, that's it. Mix alcohol and pot together.
I've had winemakers
can't wait to bring that in.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, they have to change a few laws.
Oh,
here,
that's
first,
true. That's but true.
I've had winemakers tell me that a lot of marijuana and beer goes into making wine.
That would be true. You know, you could pop some little. Aren't there gummy bears that are marijuana or something? Don't they make candies? They look like gummy bears.
I think they put pot in just about everything nowadays. I mean, you think you can get it in
It's kind of like putting kale and spinach in your protein drinks and stuff. You just pop it into your alcoholic beverages as well. So you pop a couple of those marijuana gummy bears in your drink. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If people are going to do that, please buy something I sell. That's all I ask.
Okay. I like that. All right.
Okay. Now, here's the one with the whole hog. It's Cochon Whole Hog. This is great with smoked and grilled foods, especially pork dishes. I mean, if you're going to do a pork shoulder, St. Louis ribs, no, you don't have to drink Busch beer when you're grilling your pork steaks. I know I beat that joke to death, but it's true. Imagine this. This is a blend of Syrah, Grenache, Carignan, Cinsault, and then there's a little Vignier for aromatics in this, which is a white varietal.
So when you say a Vignier... Not a plethora. Gordon doesn't like that word. Not a plethora, but there is a...
We went through that when he walked
array.
In.
Yeah.
Yes. Vignier is the grape varietal. In Rhone, they will add a little bit of it, like 1% to Syrah, to add a little bit more aromatics to the wine.
I super taste the smoky taste.
Now, see, I like that.
I know.
I like a smoky flavor.
I like smoky in my bacon, but not in my wines.
Now,
just saying.
That's okay.
That's my preference.
By the way, I put a funny video of a woman pretending to know how to. You know how people always get wine and they act like they know what they're doing with it?
Yes, I do. I know somebody who sat at dinner just doing it every single drink, just swirling and swishing. In fact, the point of I was starting to get nervous because it was swishing so high in the glass, I thought it was going to go over the top.
Oh, I hope there wasn't white carpet around.
Just white tablecloth.
Oh. I know one person that every time this person comes to a party, the person always drinks red wine, always has, and it's not me. And I'm not going to say.
Not gooba dooba doo?
No, goony goo goo is only for rosé at family gatherings for me. But this person always ends up spilling the red wine somewhere on somebody's carpet.
Oh, shoot. You know, it is rough having red wine at dinner in your home or, you know, at a party because, man, it's a difficult thing to get out when it happens.
You ever notice in Italy, that's why they really don't have a lot of carpet. It's a lot of tile and stone.
Because of all the wine spilling.
Yeah. I like tile and stone. I mean, maybe it's a genetic thing for me.
So, you know, in...
You know.
One of our words people hate.
Like.
So, I'm going to use them all. We are going to do a plethora of stops come October.
So, in other words, we're going to do more than we should?
Oh, shoot.
See, you forgot.
It depends on how much wine we drink. We're going to be in Europe, in Vienna, and it's going to be all these wines that we're going to be... seen along the way and on bikes and hiking while we're doing it.
Ray said, can you have a plethora of wine? I said, sure, if you've had more than you should.
That's true.
Now, I would describe that as an enjoyment plethora if you go overboard on the wine. However,
no one put that word down.
I describe some things in the industry when we would win a sales trip somewhere, they became the winery death march, where you go from winery to winery to winery from morning to evening. Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, got to rush to this winery at 9 a.m., sample through 10 wines, go to the next winery in 2 hours. Sample through another 10 wines, and it's boom, 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 and it's
that's
like,
when you need a wash cloth after you get sick. What are some of the other words we can add in? Because it is what it is.
Oh God, that is like taking nails down the chalkboard.
But that's a bad one for you.
That is a bad one. I had a previous manager that anytime there was something wrong in the company, his write-off, rather than trying to correct it, would say it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Now, one thing I did want to point out about this whole hog, though.
Yes.
If you take another sip of it, you'll notice it has this soft creaminess to the back finish.
Oh, see, that makes me think of a donut when you say creaminess. Yes, just...
You are correct, sir.
Now...
That's crazy.
Last wine, because I wanted to keep it short and simple.
Okay.
Shedhorn Zinfandel from up in Lake County.
I really like the Shedhorn brand.
They are fun.
Yeah, you brought a white one last time, and that was really, really good.
They're Chardonnay.
Great, I should say.
Chardonnay. And let's see, I think Ken loved their Cabernet. We had that back in December.
Yes.
And then
Kent's tongue changed sizes while we were on the radio. I'm like, Kent, that word didn't sound right. You shouldn't drink on air.
Changed sizes. That's
it did.
Funny.
But
like, I love you, Ray.
This is a great...
got more affectionate.
Yeah, I love you, Ray.
I've told people. I said, I don't think there's enough wine out there for people to truly love me.
Kent, and we're talking about Kent Earhart, by the way, my little fun time with him on air. He loved you.
The Shedhorn Zin. So this is 95% Zinfandel and about 5% Petite Sirah. And Gordon, you love Petite Sirah.
I was going to say, it looks a little dark for a Zin.
A lot of winemakers will add some Petite Sirah to Zinfandel to help it hold its color and give it a little bit of backbone and structure.
Okay.
And what I like about this is it's not that high sugar, low acid kind of Zinfandel. This actually has some weight and structure. You get some nice pepper, big blackberry flavors. It's real enjoyable.
I'm going to be very happy at my open house. Come on in.
Sit down. Hey, how are you?
And when I was,
we just lowered the price.
Love you.
No money.
I'm going to buy it for you.
A dime down.
It's okay. I'll talk to the owner.
We'll even move in for you.
I was smelling somebody around here. One of the restaurants is doing some barbecue. I mean,
I'm smelling, and I was like, what?
And both of these
right
would
next
be
door.
Really good. Yeah. I mean, get some of their pulled pork and a bottle of this. And also, if you visit Wild Wine Life, I actually interview the owner winemaker on one of my videos on Wild Wine Life from Shedhorn.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I ask very controversial questions at Wild Wine Life in some of my interviews, such as who was the best Star Trek captain, maybe who was the best doctor.
Captain
doctor
Kirk.
Who.
But I feel that it would be Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
That was Obama.
No.
Captain Kirk.
Obama kind of stole it from Captain
sometimes
Kirk. Sometimes
your voice is kind of are
I
different.
I believe that I'm smarter than most presidents.
I think the one thing out there, though, is, and I'm going to ask this coming up, and I'll be curious to know in the interview, is who do they think never nailed it as Batman in the movies?
Never?
Never.
It's hard to say because there was, I know, I'm going to tell you right off the bat. Who's last?
Yep. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, him. I mean, for me, because Michael Keaton was kind of tough to realize that he's a tough guy because we know him as Michael Keaton, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of played the Bruce Wayne kind of thing. I like Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer is underrated. And how bad do you have to be as Batman? You have to purposely tank it, which is what Ben Affleck must have done to do a worse job than George Clooney.
Yeah.
George Clooney was Batman?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, yeah.
That right there tells you that he was probably the worst because you don't remember it.
Right, until Ben Affleck took over. The best, I still say, is Peter Weller.
Who's the best?
Peter Weller. He played the voice of Batman in one of the cartoons.
In the cartoons.
Yeah.
See, but here, and Kathleen's just joined us. Kathleen Kaiser with Matinee Chat is in the house. And she's
Morning, everyone.
She's going to know because I'm an old school guy. Adam West is still my favorite Batman and always will be.
Okay.
To the Batpoles.
Well, and mine is Michael Keaton. I mean, and I really didn't think Ben Affleck did as bad a job as you guys thought he did, but yeah, Michael Keaton's my guy as far as Batman go.
I want to see Ben Stiller as Batman.
Well, there you go. That'll be a comedic take on a very serious character.
That's right. I want to see Thor. Just see him. I mean, it's Batman. Look at Gordon's face. He's so jealous. What girl
actually,
do you want to
though,
see? Actually.
Skipping my mind. Who played The Dark Knight?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
I loved him.
Yes.
No, that guy was awesome because he's debonair and handsome as Bruce Wayne, but yet he's
I wouldn't mind seeing him as 007.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I think he'd make a really good.
Do you think they're going to make more James Bond's movie?
Yes.
Yes, they will. Grover's nodding his head too.
Yes, they will.
Gosh,
now, they're not
going to
let that franchise die off even though Daniel Craig doesn't want to do it.
Do you think they're going to make more Batmans?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Ben Affleck has already reprised the role in, you know, Justice League, so they're going to keep him for a little while longer.
Oh, he cannot stand him. What makes him so mad? What makes you so mad about him? Is it the babysitter?
I don't think he's a good actor. He plays the same role with just different clothes
all the time. He was really great in The Accountant, I think.
Yes.
And
oh my gosh.
Take it back. I did like
and
him
also,
in the
what's the movie with Matt Damon? Their first, like,
Good
coming
Will
out.
Hunting. Good
yeah,
Will
yeah
Hunting.
I think he's a great actor.
I don't know.
There's just some,
like Tom,
when Gordon, let me say,
like
if you
Tom
get on
Cruise
Gordon's bad list, you're done. There's some people he doesn't like.
Gosh,
I'm not
Gordon,
sure what it is,
on.
But he really gets on it
Risky
sometimes.
Business, Tom Cruise had it nailed. Other than that, I don't, all his characters are unbelievable for me.
Actually,
you don't like him in Mission Impossible?
Oh, that's so unbelievable. Come on, he's 4'2", and he's running around like he's a bad guy.
Oh, you're so mad at him. You know,
he jumps
on
Oprah's couch. I mean, come on.
I liked him until Nicole Kidman, when that happened and he went to, and all the stuff came out about him.
Yes,
now I can't watch him anymore. I just can't.
Isn't it crazy
can't
how
do
social
it.
Media ruins,
Mel Gibson, I can't watch him anymore.
Of actors anymore.
Absolutely.
Mel Gibson came out abusive and all the things. I can't watch him in movies anymore. You have to pay me to watch him.
There's some times that if somebody saw me or you, that they wouldn't like us either. I think that's with everybody
what?
In life. No, I'm saying anybody in life.
I've never abused you.
No, I'm not. Well, sometimes.
What?
No.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're in my car.
I'm saying today with social media, what I'm saying is today with social media, everybody's vulnerable at one point in their life of getting caught on camera doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
We talked about that yesterday because he loves the Me Channel, like the old Andy Griffith and all those shows. He just loves old movies. And I'm like, and he says, it just takes me back to a simple time, which, yes, it was. And I love a simpler time. The thing is, we don't really know about those people's lives and what went on when they weren't on the movie set. I'm sure they had some messed up, crazy things happen in the home. We know of some of them now that have come out later in life about some of them. But even Bill Cosby, who didn't love and wish they were, you know, part of the Huxtables, you know, and the Brady Bunch, we knew what they were doing in the background and things like that. But we never knew that because there was no Facebook and videos and things that were coming out about them all, so we all think those people were those people were great, you know, and they were all squeaky clean
and maybe they weren't
on TV because you couldn't cuss and do the things and show bed scenes and all the stuff that, you know, you see now on TV that is just warping our children. It was all Andy Griffith and Aunt B's around the kitchen table.
I know, think about Eddie Murphy. Remember when Eddie Murphy kind of went off on it was Eddie Murphy, I think it was, that went off on Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. No, in the early days, when he said, Bill Cosby said, I shouldn't be cussing in my shows, and I got to keep it clean. And tell Bill, or he was telling
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, tell Bill to have a Coke and shut the...
exactly.
But it's like, you know, just think what the comedy routine would have been now that he found out he was drugging people, you know?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's telling me not to use profanity, he's drugging women, you know?
I mean, you know what I really enjoyed was, do you remember the old Dean Martin Man of the Hour celebrity roast?
Yes. Love him. Gordon, loved it.
I laugh so hard at some of those. And I remember watching those as a kid growing up and only understanding half of the jokes.
And now you understand all of them.
And now I understand all of them.
And still back then was great, though. Tim Conway's that's my ultimate funny comedy is Carol Burnett and Tim Conway in that. We need more of that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Red
it was the innuendo. There was lots of old movies, 50s and 60s, where they said a lot of things now that we're older that if you pay attention, they said a lot without putting it in your face.
Yeah.
It's that the velvet hammer. You know, it was mm-hmm. they hit you with a hammer wrapped up in a velvet glove to where you say, oh, wow, that's really funny. I mean, and then you had really cool actors that were really BAs. I mean, Jimmy Stewart.
BA?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say rear end.
Oh, okay. Bad. I got it.
Yeah, bad.
I think he can say that now. We just don't.
Okay, first of all, he flew 25 combat missions in World War II.
Oh, really? Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, he retired as a major general from the Air National Guard. And, I mean, you never saw the bad scandals with Jimmy Stewart. I mean, no. He was the guy that, I mean, he almost quit acting because he couldn't get a gig until It's a Wonderful Life. He almost went back to the Midwest to work for his dad's grocery store.
Really?
Wow.
After World War II.
Could you imagine going to the grocery store? What'd you like? Lettuce? What
yeah, he was an Academy
Award. Gordon, you're always too good. He's always too good with the impersonations.
But, I mean, you know, you had Mickey Rooney was a sergeant in Patton's Third Army.
Really?
Yeah. Some of these crazy. Some of those old Hollywood actors were real life tough
the heck
guys.
With Wild Wine Life, we need to do Tell Us More, What We Didn't Know with Ray Maxwell. You are just filled with knowledge, aren't you?
Well, I've been told
a plethora,
but that'd be too much.
More than what's needed.
I've been told that I've been filled with something, and knowledge is one of the nicer things.
Oh, I think that's I got it. Well, let's talk about what the movie of the week is we're supposed to see, and have a little drink of wine.
Oh, if you do, I'm like, golly, there's so many options here. I really would love to have a blind, but no, I cannot. I can barely do this at 5 o'clock, much less 10:30 in
really?
The morning. So,
and we do not want you to drink and drive.
No, that's not.
We're
that's
taking
right.
Uber
so,
home.
But thank you, though.
She's a beer girl. She grew up in Belleville, Germantown.
I don't barely hardly drink beer. Like, we were at 4204 last night, and I'm putting up all these wonderful things that I had a few sips of because I was the DD last night for my husband and our friends, and I'm like, yeah, these are really good guys, but people think I'm an AA all the time because I don't drink. It's so sad. People look at me, you know, we're out and about and everybody's drinking and everybody's having a good time. My stomach does not like alcohol, so I have taught myself,
it
you
is
know,
the hardest
over the years
thing in the
to...
world to be the one not drinking around people that drink. Oh, my gosh. That's when the people are really weird.
Well, and everybody, it's so hard sad because they always get that look with. On their face like, oh. She's an AA. I'm like, no, I'm not.
She's
I'm
a recovering
alcoholic. And not that there's anything about being a recovering alcoholic. There's nothing wrong with that. And I know lots of wonderful people who are recovering alcoholics. So please don't take offense to that. But yeah, I'm like, no, I just don't drink that much. Because it doesn't like me, and you'd think after this many years,
it doesn't
you know
like most
what?
People, Kathleen.
Yeah, you can and can't do.
You know what they say, AA's for quitters.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to the movie. So there's lots of fantastic movies hitting this weekend. So really quick, the documentary biography on Fred Rogers is fabulous. Now, of course, the kids aren't going to get into this as much as the adults.
But we were the kids. That
but we
now,
were the kids.
Yeah,
so, yes.
Perfect.
So we all have to go out and catch that, you know, film.
Any
today.
Little tidbit yeah. you can tell us that maybe we didn't know
That's
about?
That's what
him?
I want to do. I want to see that movie or. I want to see two movies.
I mean, it's called Won't You Be My Neighbor, because that's what he always used to say. Won't You Be My Neighbor is the name of the film, and, you know, that's because that's what he always said.
But is there something you watch from it that give us a little tidbit, just a little
preview? Something that totally astounded me throughout, and there's lots of things throughout this, you know, besides that he was just that caring and that loving and that he wanted to express adult ideas on a children's level, that they totally understood it without, like we were just saying, being in your face about it. He actually went before the Senate.
I saw that.
You
can go on YouTube and watch that whole thing.
Yes.
And it's pretty incredible in how he just totally takes them from being
nasty and we're not doing this and no funding for PBS to totally just him
falling
talking
in love with him.
And the way that he talked throughout that show talking to the Senate exactly like that and explaining the reasoning behind it. And it was like, you could even watch their faces. All these senators are like, okay,
we love you.
Okay, you can have your money. Here's your $20 million.
Did he take off his sweater and change his shoes during his speech?
No.
Hang on, just one moment.
He did that. He did that.
It's pretty incredible moment to see. And it's a great life lesson to say, you know what? You can get your point across by being calm. Mm-hmm. And direct to the point,
right,
without having to be upset or anything. Just stay calm and deliver your message. And it just totally, I mean, the words he used, everything. It was a very moving thing for me to watch. I watched the actual footage, and it was pretty cool.
It was very eloquent, yes. He was an incredible man, and I really think that the point that I took from that, even though it wasn't a show I watched all the time, I was more addicted to the Muppets and Sesame Street and that stage of the game. And some of the puppets that he had kind of creeped me out.
Oh,
like Lady Elaine was over the top for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking going in. I was thinking going in, God, I hope that I can, you know, really enjoy this and give it, you know,
thought you'd
justice.
Be bored, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, no. And it is absolutely incredible. Tag is also out this weekend. It's five guys, which apparently in real life was 10 guys that literally take off a month of the year to play tag just like they used to when they were younger.
Tag, you're it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But across
yes.
the country?
But no, I mean, and they come together, yeah, from all over, wherever these guys are. And, you know, I mean, the fact that the guys in the movie are played by Jeremy Renner and John Hamm and Ed Helms and Jake Johnson and
John
Hannibal
Hamm's
Burris.
From St. Louis,
yeah,
right?
John Hamm's from St. Louis. We love him. Yeah, but I mean, it's so funny. And it would be really cheesy if you didn't know that this was a real story and that these guys literally take time off to...
This is true, based
yeah,
on true
story? Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Who are the real people? Do we know the real people that...
We didn't give a breakdown. And actually, it came to, you know, be known because there was a Wall Street Journal story done on these guys.
Wow.
And the fact that they play tag every year without fail, you know.
And big professionals that are coming
together.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, big companies, big CEOs, you know. Lots of fun and exciting stuff. But the one movie, if you can't see either of those this weekend, that you have to see, you guys are going to grab the grandkids, you're going to grab the kids, you're going to definitely go see Incredibles 2. Because it's been 14 years. I brought you the original, Kel, so you guys can see it before you go see the second.
Standing behind the curtain with
there
the
Incredibles. There you go.
We're going to move
you
tonight.
Guys have to watch that because literally it was 14 years that it took Disney and Pixar to make this sequel.
Wow.
And my family has loved that movie. You know, my youngest was 4 when that movie came out. And they have watched it and watched it and watched it, anticipating the sequel. It's been so worth the wait. They literally take where that one left off, and here we go.
That's awesome.
I mean, so my husband.
Make sure you get caught up and watch the first
watch
one.
Watch Incredibles.
That's been a long time.
Yes, please head to the movie theater this weekend and see Incredibles 2.
So if we want to find really out good. More about movies and things that you have to say about the theater, where do we go to, Kathleen?
MatineeChat.com.
MatineeChat.com and find out it all that's going on. You've
it's
got
all
great
there.
Posts on Twitter as well.
Yes.
And then just to make sure, too, before we move on, and you guys can stick with us till the end, but Wild Wine Life, where can we find out more about you, too, as well, Ray?
Wild Wine Life on Facebook, and also we have Wild Wine Life on YouTube. Also want to thank my boss, Christian Soar at Terra Firma USA, for donating these wines for today's
we
segment.
We want to thank him, too.
We want to thank you, too, sir. Thank you very much.
And let's see, 2 weeks are on June 29th, I actually have a wine tasting event over at Randall's on Manchester from 5 to 8. It's $5 a person. We're going to have about
24.
So we're
there 24. By the weekends only right up
yes.
in Manchester?
We're going to have about between 24 and 30 wines that we're going to be popping open. It's $5 a person, but that $5 goes towards your purchase. I'd like to comp the two of you a ticket to come over and sample a bunch of
absolutely.
Wines.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness, because I'm not sure we can afford $5.
She's being serious.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, what?
And on that note, we didn't throw out there, you can win 4 free passes to the Edge Theater in Belleville, Illinois today. If you, you know, comment on the Facebook
page. Comment on the Facebook page.
Belleville's a cool place to hang out. Oh,
it's nostalgic.
It's really got some cool stuff.
So nostalgic. It's wonderful. So if you are on the Facebook page and you're commenting and you're being part of the show, Kathleen always picks someone to win some tickets to go to that theater. So we appreciate that. We love the wines. What a great Father's Day gift. Ray is going to make sure those wines, we'll share them on She Said, He Said so that you can get a hold of them. 8 minute, last minute Father's Day gifts. If you haven't got something for your dad, the easiest thing to do is buy some tickets to a sporting event, some concert tickets. Food is always a must with men. The belly says it all. They, you know, or you can please a man, go straight to the belly, right? Shaving supplies. You can never buy the best for that. You can get part of the Dollar Shave Club. A massage. What man does not want to get rubbed?
Okay.
How about a lottery?
Moving on.
Yeah. How about a lottery subscription? I didn't even know they had one, but apparently they do. Booze. We're talking about that right now. Some wine. You can just get a hold of Ray Maxwell for that one. And gift cards are always wonderful. You can, you know, if you can't figure out what to do, get him a gift card. So there's some simple things. Don't forget, Dad. Don't, even if he says, oh, I don't want anything, don't have your kid just paint them a picture. Get them something they can really use. Us parents just act like we love those gifts. No, we do. But I just want something with it.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of gifts, I want to direct you to a site that I found. It's called mancrates.com. You can go there. They have all kinds of great crates. They're like a crate that gets sent to your dad or whatever, for whatever occasion it is, to the man. These are great men gifts. Exotic meats crate, the sausage making kit, the smash and grab gift card, personalized barware crate, the pitmaster crate, which is like barbecue and stuff, the pizza grilling crate, the bacon crate, the storied spy cocktail crate, which comes with a lot of cool gifts. So you can go to mancrates.com, and they have all kinds of really, the wine country picnic pack, they're right there.
Ooh, nice.
The puzzle box gift card, mancrates.com.
Crates. Notice the man gets his gift in a crate.
It gets it in a crate. Yeah. No.
The woman would be the velvet box.
This is really cool, too. The premium jerky ammo can. It comes in a military ammo can where the ammo would be in. It's really cool. And it's beef jerky.
You guys are so weird.
I know.
The things that you like.
Look who's talking. Women are weird, too. You got,
we like pretty things.
You do, and you spend way too much money for a leather purse.
Oh, here we go.
Let's not go there right now. Let's not go there, my man with ovaries.
My husband's going to be calling in now, Gordon. Thank you for that.
It's Father's Day. I can get by with it. So, anyway, mancrates.com. That's one of my personal sites that
personal
I like.
Personal favorite.
It's on our She Said, He Said page, so you can go there and find out more about mancrates.com.
And if you really want to go out, we want to make sure they know about Walter's Jewelry. So Walter's Jewelry, we're really proud to have them as one of our sponsors of the show. And they do have some beautiful watches. Citizen Watch, I think, is one of their
30%
personal
off
favorites
on those. Yeah.
And then, nice. Of course, if you want to get something made, something special, they can do that for you. If there's something that your guys can walk around with a broken watch or something needs to be repaired, you can go there as well. We want to thank Walter's Jewelry. Go to Walter's Jewelry, Inc. for being part of the show. And I'm sure you can find something for Father's Day from them.
That's correct. So what else do we have? We have dads.
Anything?
You had picked up some stuff. You just mentioned some things to do with dad for Father's Day.
Yeah. Just making it simple, because sometimes you don't have time to maybe go out and go shopping and get something. So, I mean, what guy doesn't like to go to a sporting event or maybe a concert or something fun? It's easy to get some tickets and be able to enjoy some time with dad.
And I have Get Revved Up at Kim's Wick Auto Show. That's this weekend. Cars at the Transportation Museum. Fuel up at the Boathouse. Take a tribute. There's a tribute to Elton John, and that is with the Powell Hall.
Now, when you say the Boathouse, do you mean the one by Forest Park or the Boathouse on the river?
The Boathouse in Forest Park.
Okay.
Yes. Brews and Barbecue at Pierre Marquette. Of course, baseball game is always good. The Cubbies are in town. What better Father's Day gift?
Well, that'll be packed.
Last night probably wouldn't have been great because they lost. But
when's the last time you've been to Pierre Marquette?
It's been a while.
Gosh.
But you know what? I never get tired.
Scout and Boy Scout camp.
I never get tired of that river. That river.
That drive
along the river.
Bike riding too.
Beautiful.
That is something that we live here in St. Louis, so it's kind of something that we see all the time. So we kind of get, you know, hey, okay, we know what it is. If we were from another state and we came here and saw that, we'd think it was really cool. But Take a speaking of cruises, take a Mississippi River cruise, the AB Beer Garden, and
I didn't know you could take a Mississippi River cruise.
Yeah,
did y'all know that?
Yes, you still can. In fact, I got on, since me and Kelly, and we're not going to get there, we'll do that for another time, but me and Kelly are going to take a river cruise over in
Europe.
That's
a whole nother river cruise.
Yes, but
it's not like the Mississippi.
But I got on YouTube, and the top 9 river cruises to take, and the Mississippi was number 9.
One of them?
Yep.
Out there with the barges.
So we want to remind everybody about Page Law.
Absolutely. So in case you're not taking a river cruise together, things don't look so bright. You want to make sure that the best represents you. And I personally met Tanya Page, and I can understand why she's so successful and does a great job representing families is because of her personality. I mean, she truly is someone who has a passion and really gives her all. I mean, she's real. And I enjoyed meeting her, talking with her. And when you're in a situation, whether you're a grandparent, you're a mom, you're a dad, a husband or a wife, and there's something that happens within the family, you want someone that's going to be there on your side and who's the best. Tanya Page is that. I highly recommend you check out Page Law. 24/7, you will have her cell phone number. She'll be there for you. So if you want someone to represent you that cares, that's Tanya Page at Page Law. Just go to pagelaw.com, and right there, someone will pop up and see if they need you immediately. And they'll be there for you. So there you go. We're really happy to have Page Law, Club Fitness, and Walter's Jewelry part of our show each week. And for all of you that tune in, whether it's on Facebook, 590 The Fan, or on the 590 app, we appreciate so much that you listen and have fun with us, because that's really what our show is about. It's about nothing. It's about having fun.
About nothing.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. It's whatever happens, happens.
Of information.
It is a no, that means too much.
No, more than it is needed.
So Kathleen Kaiser, we'll check out Matinee Chat and The Wild Wine Life with Ray Maxwell. Thank you so much for being here. Grover, thanks for always keeping the show rocking and rolling. And Gordon, I guess we'll ride home together.
Yes, we will. And open house. Don't forget to come see us at our open house today at 3344 Bentwater Place.
You'll be painting.
Charlestown Crossing. And come see Kelly. She will.
I go, Gordon, you don't need to come with me because you could be painting or something.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
That's one of our top 10 things to do for Father's Day is make him paint the house.
Peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
More!
My baby's a love.